Good day, mates. How you going? Welcome to the July 27 edition of the World Smart Kids podcast. This is the second podcast in the series. We're listening to Slim Dusty's Pub with No Beers, an Aussie classic. This is fitting since we're still in the land down under. No worries for the Russo clan. We're all happy and healthy and continuing to enjoy the magic of our worldwide travels. And we're excited to share our experiences with you, the worldwide studio audience. Our first podcast was recorded in late June, which leaves a big gap between that podcast and the start of our trip in early March. So I think it's appropriate for us to take a bit of time to recap some of the highlights of our trip to date. Think of this as a kind of retrospective to get you updated on our travels so far. It's like one of those annoying TV shows that advertise a new episode, but it's really a rehash of all the previous episodes. So think of this as a rehash of all of our previous podcasts, except you've never heard our previous podcasts because we never did them. It's the verbal Cliff's Notes of our trip, with a soundtrack and a live studio audience. So our goal here is to allow you, our faithful listeners, to go back in time and experience our adventure through the eyes and ears of the Russo family. So come back with us, if you will, to relive the wondrous sights, the sounds, and smells of the World Smart Kids Tour 2006. Well, maybe not the smells, because that might get kind of gross. We started our trip with an 11-hour drive from North Carolina to Florida. We stayed at my parents' house for a couple of days and stored some of our valuables at their house. From there, it was a pleasant 5-hour flight to Los Angeles, where we took part in a wonderful 3-hour respite in their pleasantly appointed airport. Then we enjoyed a 16.5-hour flight from Los Angeles to Hong Kong. During this enjoyable flight, we also enjoyed countless hours of the same 12 movies, various ways of contorting our bodies into a myriad of uncomfortable positions, and dozens of ways to figure out how to use alcohol to relieve our constant, never-ending pain. Not for us, but for the children. We finally arrived in Hong Kong, the city of something. It's the city of something. I'm not sure what it is. But I'm sure it's called something. Hong Kong is just a place for us to regroup after the long flight. A place to reset our internal clocks for a couple of days. Now we're on to Thailand. Our trip really begins here. If you're like me, when you think of Thailand, you think of crowded city markets, rice, noodles, and Buddhist temples. If you're smart, you also think of things like whole pig's heads at the markets, clothed with flies, and a godly smog in Bangkok from the millions of tuk-tuks and scooters, and the unbearable heat that makes you bleed from your eyeballs. But the fun part of Thailand was the